Iraq's foreign minister has warned that no country in the world will be left untouched by the spread of violent extremism. Speaking on the sidelines of the climate talks in Paris, Ibrahim Al-Jafari said that world leaders took too long to react to the threat posed by Islamic State. And he stressed that Iraqi authorities had warned France of an impending attack the day before 130 people were killed in Paris. Thomas Ariti reports.
The Iraqi government says it's known for some time about the dangers of terror groups like Islamic State or Daesh. In fact, Foreign Minister Ibrahim Al-Jafari says his comments about the issue can be traced back more than a decade.
The world took too long to react against Daesh and Al-Qaeda. In 2004, 11 years ago, I said terrorism had no religion, no sect and no country. And in 2012, I said that we're in a third world war. Those people do not wish to see any country or a family living in peace.
Iraq's foreign minister is now in Paris. He says his decision to attend the climate talks was to show a sign of solidarity with France and to declare trust in the country's ability to protect people at the highest level. Ibrahim Al-Jafari also pointed out that Iraq had warned France about a possible attack on the evening of the 12th of November, the day before the shootings and bombings across Paris.
We had information about these attacks being prepared, which we transmitted to these countries' intelligence officers in Baghdad, including France. They were planning to carry out terrorist attacks in France, in Iran and in Egypt.
The foreign minister's remarks come as experts gather in Sydney's West for a two-day conference about the root causes of radicalisation and Islamophobia. Professor John Esposito from Georgetown University in Washington was today's keynote speaker. And on RN, he's echoed the views of Ibrahim Al-Jafari that religion isn't what's driving Islamic State.
It's less about religion and it's more about political grievances, that Western governments invade their lands, that large numbers of Muslims are being killed. So they play to those kinds of grievances. And, of course, they also wed that with an appeal to a distorted notion of religion to legitimate what they are doing.
Iraqi intelligence officials had few details about the Paris attacks, and Ibrahim Al-Jafari says Iraq is now strengthening its intelligence efforts. He's also pleaded for more help from the international community, but not in the form of fighters on the ground. The minister wants weapons, air cover, logistical support, and humanitarian aid.
In Iraq, we're not only defending ourselves, we're defending your countries and the entire world. Those who are currently in Iraq can go back to your countries and carry out terrorist attacks in your countries. Last year, in 2014, terrorists came from 82 countries. Now it is over 100.
So is the threat of extremist violence escalating as rapidly as Iraq's foreign minister claims? Professor Greg Barton from Deakin University also spoke at today's conference in Western Sydney.
There's no country that can assume that they are immune from attack. A small group of people could get military assault rifles and do something similar to what we saw happen in Paris. So even if it is not on our shores in Australia, it's likely at some point Australians are going to lose their lives to this.
But the solution is the subject of ongoing debate, and Professor Barton's sceptical about the role of Western governments.
When we talk about how much we stand with Paris or how much we regard this as a great threat of our time, we've been slow in matching the resources with the rhetoric. The particular problem we've faced in Australia, and it's not unique to us, is doing the level of community engagement to try and prevent or at least reverse in the early stages radicalisation. We certainly understand this to be important. We've certainly talked about it, but it's been difficult to get programs rolled out.
Professor John Esposito from Georgetown University agrees.
Too much of this is rhetoric. Take a look at the last few years. You know, where have Western governments been in terms of really mobilizing and working together to change things, as well as to put pressure on their own allies in the region? You can argue in the last year or two that some Western governments have been very much involved in supporting authoritarian regimes in the region that have become even more authoritarian.
Georgetown University Professor John Esposito ending that report from Thomas Ariti.